piping or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. I'm so grateful that you've joined us today. I believe you're going to get some valuable information to help your life. We're going into a series of the deception and the wiles of the enemy. We've been warned by God. God's touched us, He's taught us, He's teaching us, and He's showing us how to not walk in deception and therefore walk in defeat in any area in our life. And so we're going to pick up the service where we were just coming off a beautiful time of praise and worship and the Spirit of God moving, and then we're going to get straight into the Word of God about the wiles of the enemy and how we can be victorious against his every tactic in Jesus' name. Let's join the service. God is for you. Say, God is for me. Say it again like you mean it now.
God is for me.
Now shout it out.
God is for me.
Amen. And we need to get to a position in our lives where we actually believe that. You see, David believed it. That's why when he went to Goliath, this little kid, he knew God is for me. And who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Let me tell you what, sickness is an uncircumcised Philistine in your life. Bankruptcy and no money is an uncircumcised Philistine in your life. Because if God is for you, who can successfully, come on, who can successfully be against you? Oh, they'll come against you, but they'll never succeed. Goliath came against David, but David said, you know what? God is for me. I found that out when I fought the lion.
Yes.
I found that out when I killed the bear.
Come on.
I found that out before I got to Goliath.
Yes.
Hello, God is for me. Say it.
God is for me.
You see, you've got to stir up the gift on the inside of yourself. The Holy Spirit, the greater one. You know, people, God said, don't look out there to see, is the kingdom there? Is the kingdom coming there? Or is he coming there? He said, no, no, no. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom is within you. Stop looking out there and start looking inward to who the greater one. Where's the greater one? Greater is he that's where? Out there? No. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You release the power of God. Amen. Amen. Too many of us are trying to attract the power of God rather than release the power of God. God's saying, I already gave it to you. The kingdom is within you. This is the kingdom principle. He said rivers of living water will come from your neighbor.
No.
Will come from the preacher.
No.
Will come from where? He said from within you. Rivers of living. You see, living water touches things that are dying and dead and turns it back to life. It takes a sick pancreas and turns it back to life. It takes a lost soul and turns it back to life. Rivers of living water. You see, the Bible says the fruit of a righteous man is a tree of life. The fruit of a righteous man or woman is a tree of life. You are a life-bearing child of God. You have the authority, the power to turn a situation from death to life. Yeah. But you better start to believe these things. You better start to act on it. Come on. Come on. It's not on a Sunday morning when my wife's full of the Holy Spirit and I'm here full of the Holy Spirit and the worship team is here. Listen, you're not going to have the worship team with you on Tuesday. My wife better not be with you on Tuesday. She's going to be with me. You understand? But you've got the power. You've got the authority. The kingdom of God is within you. You take over that situation and you turn it around in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to get up, but just shake your Bibles all around. And let's make a faith statement. Are you ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. King. Praise God. I want you to get your thinking caps on today because God has got something for us that is vital. It's some knowledge that we all need. How many of you know that there's power when you have knowledge? If you don't know something, you can't use that for your benefit. But when you know something, you can use it to your benefit. And so today, I've entitled this, Knowledge and Knowers. You see, there's knowledge and there are people that know things. There's knowledge available to each and every one of us in this room right now. Every one of us has an amount of knowledge out there that is just unsurpassed in history. But there are people that have that knowledge and use that knowledge. There are other people that it just slides by. So today we're going to look at some knowledge that is going to be beneficial for our life, and not only our life, but our loved ones as well. How many of you believe that's a good thing to take care of your loved ones? Amen. Amen. And then, not just your loved ones, what about some people that need you that might not be family members? We right now, we are in what I call the greenhouse. And in this greenhouse, things grow and blossom and bloom and produce fruit because the temperature's right. The word is coming. The spirit is here. The anointing corporate is here. Outside there, you've got the TV blasting you with all kinds of nonsense. You've got people fighting each other with all kinds of nonsense. You've got cold and dark and misery out there. So when you come into the greenhouse, you get that greenhouse effect of the word and the heat and the warmth, and everything works. And then what happens is we can grow in this. And when we grow in this community with a greenhouse effect, we can now take that greenhouse effect out there. And when you get attacked, you got the weapons, and then you can also help people out there. Remember, God said these words very clearly. He said to Abraham, and if you're looking for blessings for yourself, you're in the wrong kind of mode. He said, I will make you a blessing that you will be able to bless the nations. See, I want to be blessed with every blessing from God, not just some. I don't just want salvation. I mean, that's enough. But I want all the blessings from God so that I can take it out and bless nations. You see, don't forget, the tree of a righteous man, or the fruit of a righteous man, is a tree of life. We've got life to offer to a lost and dying world. There are people all around us that are in some serious trouble and they don't even realize they are. Amen. So what I want to do is look at some of the attacks that come to every person's life. Amen. Now, I don't glorify the devil whatsoever because he is soundly defeated. Everyone say he is soundly defeated. And he's not going to rise up. And he's not going to take over. He's being whipped. It's done. That's why Jesus, when he was on the cross, said, it is over. Over. Amen. And he came to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. And so go with me to 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians, and we're looking at chapter 2, verse 10. Watch this. Out of the Amplified. If you forgive, now this is God talking to us. Remember this. Amen. If you forgive anyone anything, everyone say forgive.
Forgive.
So God's going to tell us something about forgiving. All right. If you forgive anyone anything, I too, this is God, forgive that one. And what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sakes in the presence and with the approval of Christ, the Messiah. Amen. Now watch here. Verse 11. Is it working? Thank you. Verse 11. Look what it says. To keep Satan. From getting the advantage over us. So obviously there is a time when he can get the advantage over us. But there's something that you can do to stop him getting the advantage over you. You see, I know God is sovereign. We all know God is sovereign. God could just blow this table up right now if he wanted to. He's sovereign. Amen. And people think, well, it's que sera, sera. If God wants me to defeat the devil, he'll give me whatever I need. He's already done it. Or he'll take care of the devil for me. If God wants to heal me, he'll heal me. Because he's sovereign. That's not the truth. He's already healed us. And you got to know the will of God in order to stand on the word of God. The word of God is the will of God. And if God willed it, then God, that's what it is. So he's sovereign. Yes, he's sovereign. But he's sovereign over his word. You see, the end times, we cannot stop. We cannot stop the Antichrist. There have been many. And there's more coming. But there's going to be one Antichrist that is going to come. And he's going to get into the temple when it's rebuilt, which is getting real close. And he's going to confess to be God. Amen. We're not going to stop that. God said it's going to happen. He said earthquakes are going to increase. Hurricanes are going to increase. All of those things are going to increase. We cannot stop it. We can stop being a part of that trash, but we cannot stop what God said is going to happen. When God speaks a word, it comes to pass. But he said these words, you bind and you loose what I've already done. You bind sickness because it's already bound by heaven. By the stripes on my back, you are healed. You bind poverty because he became poor that I might be rich. He's already released that out of heaven. And then you loose what he's loosed already. You understand? So God has given us the authority to have authority in our own life. He said the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can't just say, well, I couldn't help it. God wanted me to do it. No, he did not. And God doesn't force anybody. He won't even force you to be saved. Am I right? And so we know he's sovereign, but he's sovereign over his word. And so if you stand on his word, he makes sure. He said, my word cannot return void. It cannot return void. So when you stand on his word, it has to come to pass. So he's telling you, he says, to keep Satan from getting the advantage over us. For, look what he says now, we are not ignorant of his wiles and his intentions. The devil has got some intention. Yes, yeah. Amen. Let me show you what he says. Verse 11 out of the King James. Watch here. So he says, we don't Satan take advantage of us, lest Satan should get advantage out of the King James of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So in other words, ignorance of the way Satan operates is going to give him one over you. To stop Satan getting an advantage over my life means I am not ignorant of the way he operates, of his devices. Are you seeing that? So lest Satan should get an advantage over me because I'm not ignorant of the way he's going to operate, his devices. So I need to know something about how he operates. Amen. Amen. The New Living Translation says, so that Satan will not outsmart us. You think you're so smart. You're still paying those 890 easy payments that he spoke you into. And you hate it now. You've had it for 6 months and you can't stand it. You're not as smart as you make out. In fact, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 12:3, think not more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Don't be big deal. That gets you to become very flattened in life. Pride, egotism, self-seeking, puffed up, all know-it-all, big deal kind of attitude ain't going to get you where you need to go. It's get you where the devil wants you to go. Now, so he says, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are very familiar with his evil schemes. Have you heard what they've called this so far? We've called it the wiles and intentions, the devices, his schemes. The Message translation says it like this. After all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We're not oblivious to his sly ways, underhanded methods, and oh my goodness, he's just bleh. The NIV says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his scheme.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10